WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin, with some light snow at this time. It is 34 degrees at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. There's another billion-dollar lottery jackpot up for grabs.
The Powerball jackpot keeps growing. It's just shy of $1.1 billion, and it could be even bigger by tonight's drawing. The cash value, more than $527 million before taxes. Your odds of winning anything? 1 in 24.9. Not too bad for a $2 ticket. But your chances of winning the big prize? 1 in 292.2 million.
ABC's Daria Albinger. At least 9 dead, according to Taiwan's National Fire Agency, after a magnitude 7.4 earthquake. More than 800 people injured. Would-be rescuers have been searching for people trapped in the rubble of collapsed buildings. In a plea deal, Andre Desmond pleads guilty to attempted sexual assault. Last June, he attacked a Muslim Connecticut state representative outside a prayer service in Hartford. He'll get 5 years in prison. This is ABC News. Going nowhere, the House Republican bid to rename Washington Dulles International Airport after the last president.
The measure would retitle an airport that for more than 60 years has been named after John Foster Dulles. Dulles served for 6 years as Dwight Eisenhower's Secretary of State until he succumbed to colon cancer in 1959. The effort to rename Dulles Airport for Donald J. Trump has only a handful of GOP co-sponsors. But even if it passes the House, the bill has no prospect of landing on President Biden's desk while Democrats control the Senate.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Call Me Guy. Trademark line of SCTV character Guy Caballero, played by comedian Joe Flaherty. His daughter says Flaherty died Monday following a brief illness. Another character was Count Floyd, a vampire TV host. He was a founding member of SCTV alongside John Candy, Catherine O'Hara, Dave Thomas, and others. Joe Flaherty was 82. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, both calves and slaughter cows were very active. Holstein bull calves sold from $3.10 to $7 per pound, beef crossbred calves up to $8.50, and Jersey and heifer calves sold from $170 to $220. Slaughter cows ranged from $98 to $125, bulls at $120, and fleshy heifers up to $157. Feeder sale next week, Friday, April 5th. Now is a good time to call to consign your cattle, so we can get them on our list to advertise. Remember, we'll come out to your farm to give you a quote on what your packages of cattle could bring at our sales. Call Darren, Colton, or Jim, 627-1401, if you have cattle to sell or are looking to purchase. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has served the farmers of our area for over 60 years.
For today, a high of 36 degrees. It looks like another half inch to 2 inches could happen across southwest Wisconsin. Tonight, blustery, scattered light snow showers tapering down and a low of 30. A winter storm warning remains in effect for Vernon and Richland counties until 10 this morning. A winter weather advisory for Crawford and Grant counties until 10 and until 1 p.m. in Iowa, Richland, Grant, and Sauk counties. Also a wind advisory for most of the area until 10 o'clock today. It is 34 degrees. A couple of inches of snow yesterday, and we've had some snow blowing around this morning, but not as far as anything we can call accumulation here. In other areas, certainly a lot different, especially as you head toward Madison. Also, in our listening area in the upper, on the ridges, upper elevations, a little bit more snow and some problems. As a result, there will be no school today at Kickapoo Schools. Kickapoo, the lone district we've heard from. Here's an important reminder. Richland Electric Cooperative customers in the area of Highway 58 are experiencing a power outage. Crews are working on the issue. If you are without power along the REC lines there in Highway 58 or any of the areas that they serve, you can report that on Smart Hub or call 608-647-3173. Again, they're currently working on that in the area of Highway 58. They have a three-phase line that is out in that area, and crews are well aware and working on that. Also a reminder, Richland County Senior Nutrition Program has announced that meal sites will be closed today and no home-delivered meals in Richland County. Yesterday was Spring Election Day. Richland Center Mayor Todd Coppernall will remain mayor for another 2 years after defeating challenger Karen Tepley 725 to 321 on Tuesday. Also, a number of school referendum questions on the ballots. The Richland School District's two referendum questions have passed. Also, the Kickapoo referendum was unofficially announced as passed last night as well. The River Valley School District's referendum questions were both defeated on Tuesday. WRCA will have more as we check the news and some of those final results and numbers come in later on this morning. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
begotten a kingdom around God's great throne. May the angels have peace. God bless her in heaven. They've broken my heart and they've left me to
Charlie Louvin, Roy Acuff and the band, and The Precious Jewel. Before that, our national anthem from Alan Jackson as we officially began the broadcast day. 5:10 on a Wednesday morning, April 3rd. Road conditions vary quite significantly this morning, it seems, from what we've heard. And certainly roads are wet from yesterday's precipitation. And when you have temperatures that right around freezing and in some cases well below, you're going to find that as well, but a little more snow again in the higher elevations and just within districts. We heard from Kickapoo Schools, the only school we've heard from, by the way, and they do not have school today. But it seems that the valleys are okay, but the ridge is not so okay, and it doesn't look like it's going to get a lot better today, especially with the howling winds. We're not really in line for a lot more snow. And that's going to kind of vary like it did yesterday as well, it looks like. But still the blowing and the icy conditions, things not going to get a lot better. Again, power outage is reported across Wisconsin as well. And Richland Electric Cooperative customers locally in the area of Highway 58 experiencing a power outage. Crews are well aware and working on that. And if you have an outage along that line or anywhere that is served by REC, you can report that on Smart Hub or call 608-647-3173. We're here for you today. Lighting the Milk Cow Show as we start the chores with Ronnie McDowell.
I want to thank you for your call, I truly do. And if you leave your number, I'll try to get back to you. Right now I'm a little bit busy, and I just can't take the time. Is there somebody with me? And I really hate to waste your time. But I'm all tied up, baby. Tied up, baby. Something's got a hold on me. All tied up, baby. I don't want to be set free. All tied up, baby. That's filling up my mind. He's lying here beside me, so I better get off the line. Cause I'm all tied up, baby. Tied up, baby. Something's got a hold on me. All tied up, baby. I don't wanna be set free. All tied up, baby. Tied up, baby. Tied up, baby. Tied up in love. She put the magic in my heart.
Houdini couldn't pull us apart.
I'm all tied up.
Tied up, baby.
Tied up.
Tied up, baby.
Tied up.
Tied up, baby.
Tied up in love.
I'm all tied up.
Tied up.
Tied up in love. Oh, I'm all tied up.
Tied up.
while, looking at the world through the eyes of a child. Love was a toy, I picked it up and threw it down, just to watch it shattered into pieces on the ground. People often told me that someday I'd have to pay, but I was young, never heard a word they had to say. Don't misunderstand me, there are a few things I regret, but your love's always on my mind, I never will forget. I wish that I loved you better, I wish that I loved you more. If only I could see you one more time, now that I know what love is for. Never looking back to see the damage I've done. I paid no attention when you told me how you lay. Now the years have come and gone and shown me my mistake. I wish that I loved you better, I wish that I loved you more. If only I could see you one more time, is for. Now those younger days are only memories, playing in my mind like a gentle summer breeze, taking me back to those days. And every now and then I think about the way it was and how it might have been. I wish that I loved you better, that I had loved you more. If only I could see you one more time, now that I know what love is for. I wish that I loved you better, I wish that I had loved you more. If only I could.
Eddie Arnold on WRCO with a classic cut right there. We have school closings now for the Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle, and Kickapoo schools will be closed today. Also, we've heard from Vark. Vark routes will be operating 2 hours behind schedule today. Richland Electric Cooperative would like to invite its members to the 88th Annual Meeting, Saturday, April 13th. The meeting will be held at the Richland Electric Cooperative Service Center, located at 30 East Robb Road. Registration will take place at 8:30. The business meeting follows at 9. All members registered will receive a $20 bill credit. Just a reminder, your registration label can be found on the front page of the Wisconsin Energy Cooperative News Magazine. We hope to see you Saturday, April 13th, for the 88th Annual Meeting of Richland Electric Cooperative. Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services, including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage pays more for complete cars, offers farm cleanup, and buys cars and trucks. If it's here, it's for sale. Call 375-5353. And Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service parts and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500. An update on sports is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Well, Jackson Cherio singled in a run in his first American Family Field plate appearance, and Christian Yelich homered, and the Brewers beat the Twins 3-2 to open a season with four straight wins for the first time since 2006. Big day for the crew yesterday. Detroit at the Mets was postponed. The Angels 3-1 over Miami. White Sox 3, Atlanta 2. Arizona 7-0 over the Yankees. In the National League, Philadelphia 9, Cincinnati 4. The Cubs 12-2 over Colorado. St. Louis 5, San Diego 2. The Dodgers 5-4 over San Francisco. In the American League, Kansas City 4, Baltimore 1, Tampa Bay 5-2 over Texas, Toronto 2, Houston 1, Cleveland 5-2 over Seattle, and Boston beat Oakland by a score of 5-4. The Bucks lost last night. Corey Kispert scored 27, and the Wizards topped the Bucks 117-113. The Lakers 128-111 over Toronto, Miami 109, New York 99, Philadelphia 109, Oklahoma City 105. Minnesota beat Houston 113-106, Cleveland 129, Utah 113, Denver 110, San Antonio 105, Sacramento 109, the Clippers 95, and Golden State over Dallas 104-100. On the ice, Pittsburgh 6-3 over New Jersey, Buffalo 6, Washington 2, Montreal 5-3 over Florida, the Islanders 2, Chicago 1, Minnesota 3-2 over Ottawa, Boston beat Nashville 3-0, Anaheim 5, Calgary 3, Vegas 6-3 over Vancouver. This update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
22 minutes after 5 o'clock on the Light in the Mill Cow Show. Be careful as you do the aerobic polka today. Some surfaces are slippery. We're in line for maybe a little bit more light snow today. I'm not sure that's going to be a huge factor, but certainly the roads are slippery and the wind and that wind advisory is not going to help things either. A high of 36 today, an additional half inch to up to 2 inches possible in some areas of southwest Wisconsin. So the bottom line is be careful where you polka today.
Yeah.
The Jim Gorman Band live right there with the Dizzy Chaps Polka. Sounded like there were a few Dizzy Chaps there in the background as that one played. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us. We'll take a look again at some of those weather announcements in just a bit. It's 5:25. We're about 5 minutes away from farm news and market time with a cool down from Ann Murray today.
There's no need to lie. Without me, half trying, I love you. It shows in your eyes that you feel the same way I do. But wherever I go, my conscience goes. What more can I say? It's only desire, not yet a fire. Let's keep it that way. 'Cause I don't wanna have to tell him a lie when I get back home. 'Cause it would tear apart his fairy tale world if I did him wrong. This wine, 'cause I'm not thinking too clearly tonight. And the touch of your hair makes it so hard for me to tell wrong from right. He waits at home, he's there. Let's call it just friends and keep it that way. 'Cause I don't wanna have to tell him a lie when I get back home. 'Cause it would tear apart his fairy tale world if I did him wrong.
These schools are closed today. The Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle, Kickapoo, Weston, and Hillsboro. Those are the districts we've heard from today, all closed. Vark routes will be operating 2 hours late in the area. We can remind you that Richland Electric Cooperative customers in the area of Highway 58 are experiencing a power outage. Crews working on the issue. And if you are without power along the REC lines, you can report that to Smart Hub or call 608-647-3173. Be aware of that today. It looks like there could be some other power outages, real heavy snow and affecting some trees and things like that. So we'll keep you posted from WRCO Radio. Again, 34 degrees on this Wednesday morning, April 3rd.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Aterers in Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aterers in Plain.
everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Spring is in the air. Can't you feel it? The days are longer and the sun shining through the window just seems warmer, even on those chilly mornings. Now I admit, this time of year presents some merchandising challenges. We are busy stocking our floor and shelves with all kinds of new items for spring, but Mother Nature has a way of keeping us on our toes with random snow and ice. Don't worry, sleet or sun, we've got you covered for both kinds of spring. We are again selling baby chicks and ducks and turkeys this spring. We're taking orders now and are ready to help you get started on your road to chicken raising success. We also sell fencing supplies, heat lamps, feed, including organics, and feeding equipment. Our spring catalog is hot off the press and filled with thousands of home improvement items. Stop by and pick one up and register to win one of two $500 shopping sprees. Think spring and stop by Aiders and Plain, your spring project headquarters and your great big store with small town smiles.
One state is keeping closer track of dairy cattle movement. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Nebraska's state veterinarian has issued an importation order requiring a permit before bringing female dairy cattle into the state. Dr. Roger Dudley tells Brownfield the permit does not prohibit the importation of dairy cows, but it does provide more information in case they need to trace any highly pathogenic avian influenza cases.
This is only female dairy cattle for breeding purposes. So if they are milking, that is, we consider that to be breeding purposes. So if they're coming in for harvest, one of our harvest facilities, that does not require a permit.
Dudley says the importation order is in place for the month of April, but can be renewed if necessary. On Monday, USDA confirmed 5 new cases of HPAI in dairy facilities, bringing the total to 11 across 5 states, with 7 in Texas, 2 in Kansas, and 1 each in Michigan and New Mexico. A presumptive positive test is in Idaho. That's still pending. One of the poultry facilities for the nation's largest egg producer, Calmaine Foods, has tested positive for highly pathogenic avian influenza. That facility in Farwell, Texas, will be required to depopulate 1.6 million laying hens and 337,000 pullets. That accounts for about 3.6% of the company's total flock. Could farmers see rain the next 7 Sundays? A climatologist says maybe. Brownfield's Jared White has more.
Much of the Midwest saw rain on Easter Sunday, and according to the old wives' tale, that means it'll rain the next 7 Sundays. Climatologist Eric Snodgrass says there's some truth to it.
If you think about it, the typical cadence of low pressure systems in spring is about 1 a week. So if you happen to get the one that comes over on Easter, well, guess what? A week later, we typically have another one. It kind of is a self-fulfilling prophecy.
He tells Brownfield those rains are needed this year.
And I know a lot of farmers would like it as well, just to make sure that we beat back any residual problem we had with last fall's drought still lingering there in our subsurface soil moisture.
Snodgrass predicts more frequent rains through much of April, but he does not expect a delayed planting season in the Midwest. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
The chief marketing economist for StoneX Group says domestic soybean crush will become an even bigger market for U.S. soybeans if China gives Brazil more business the next crop marketing year. Arlen Suderman says new soybean crush plants are opening across the U.S.
We've already opened quite a bit of additional crush capacity over the last 2 years, and each year we continue to add more crush capacity. Will it be enough to offset the lost exports? Probably not.
Suderman says if South America continues to produce a good soybean crop, the U.S. will lose some of its exports to China faster than expected, and there will need to be additional demand to make up for the reduction. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Every year, 4.5 million young adults between the ages of 18 and 24 visit the ER.
It's every parent's nightmare.
Umergency gives you all the tools you need to quickly and effectively manage your family's emergency. Umergency provides instant access to vital resources customized to your student's campus and local community, digital consent form, and built-in urgent alert button. Umergency gives you peace of mind when you need it most. Download your Umergency app now.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on-the-farm delivery, they have you covered. For bulk orders, Economy Feeds nutritionists can work with you to determine the best mix to help you save money. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg.
A slow Tuesday for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs, so sharply higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grabner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remained quiet Tuesday. Bids didn't surface. Asking prices were around $188 plus live in the south, while nothing was established in the north. It's likely significant trade volume is going to be delayed until the back half of the week. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers under 525 pounds were $10 to $30 higher, with heavier weights $2 to $10 higher. Feeder heifers varied from $6 lower to $10 higher. Steer calf markets were impressive Monday, with 11 head weighing 517 pounds, bringing $375. The USDA says supply was moderate on good demand. Medium and large one feeder steers, 650 to 691 pounds, brought $275 to $302.50. Feeder steers, 801 to 817 pounds, brought $235 to $259.75. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 504 to 546 pounds, brought $270 to $305. Box beef closed lower with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice was down $1.58 Tuesday at $304.16. Select was $2.80 lower at $298.99. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, down 5,000 on the week and down nearly 5,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply higher with a solid negotiated run. Demand for U.S. pork has been strong on the global market, and that has been supportive to prices. Domestic demand has seen some strength recently as well. Processors picked up their procurement efforts Tuesday, got aggressive, and bid up to move needed numbers. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs, hog weights, and the inconsistent movement in pork values. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 455 higher with a weighted average of 84.71. The Iowa Minnesota was 432 higher with a weighted average of 84.50. The Western Corn Belt was up 453 with a weighted average of 84.71. Pork values closed higher on Tuesday, up 52 cents at 97.13. Ribs were sharply higher. Loins, hams, and bellies were higher. Picnics and butts were lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, up 6,000 on the week and up nearly 5,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were mostly higher and feeders were higher ahead of widespread direct business. And lean hog futures ended the day mixed, consolidating following Monday's gains. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Who sells your soybeans overseas, increasing sales to Egypt, India, and many other emerging markets? Who has made you the number one protein source in chicken feed? Who has made the next big breakthrough to boost your soybean yield? The answer to all of these questions is you. That's right, you do, through Your Soy Checkoff. By pooling your resources through Your Soy Checkoff, you are promoting your soybeans to new markets. You are discovering new practices and seed varieties to overcome your biggest challenges in the field. You have even turned $2 million of infrastructure research into $460 million per year in extra income for all soybean farmers. There is power in numbers, and you and your fellow soybean farmers are proving it by bringing tangible returns back to you and your operations through Your Soy Checkoff. You can see all the ways Your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org. That's unitedsoybean.org. It's all about you doing things together as Your Soy Checkoff.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yield and genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans started higher but closed lower after running into overhead resistance. May beans were down 11 and 3 quarters, 1174. July was 11 and 3 quarters lower at 1187 and 3 quarters. Watching planning, May corn was down 9 at 426.5. July was 8.25 lower at 441. Live and feeder cattle were up in an oversold bounce ahead of this week's direct business. June live is $1.05 higher at 176.37. August was up 102 at 173.12. May feeders were 217 higher at 244.85. And hogs consolidated after Monday's gains, with June up 22 at 103.72 and July lean 7 cents higher at 105.60. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Women are not only involved in the dairy industry, they're making things happen. Up next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The Dairy Girl Network's origins go back about 12 years. Laura Daniels once worked for a company handling the trade show portion of the World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, and later became a dairy producer herself. She and some friends invited women connected with the expo to an informal gathering, and nearly 50 attended. They did the same thing the next year, and Daniels says 165 showed up.
As people left that second event, they said, okay, this needs to be a thing. And we decided we needed to incorporate and turn Dairy Girl Network into a nonprofit and really reach women wherever they are across the nation.
And that, says Daniels, is exactly what happened.
We exist to empower women within the dairy community to improve themselves through better leadership skills, better communication skills, better negotiation skills, better calf management or parlor management or financial management skills.
Daniel says the Dairy Girl Network found support from businesses and organizations within the dairy industry. I'll have more tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Another deadline has passed for the process of modernizing the federal milk marketing order system. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Final legal briefs had to be filed with USDA by April 1st, and Peter Vitaliano with National Milk Producers Federation tells Brownfield they had given USDA his documents outlining how the federal milk marketing orders should be modernized. He says it's a summary of their arguments presented during the 49-day-long Carmel, Indiana hearing.
About 330-some pages of actual arguments summing up our case. We have five separate proposals at this hearing.
Vitaliano says USDA now has until July 1st to review all briefs and make its recommendations. Then he says there will be a final comment period before farmers get to vote. After two straight trading sessions with significant price drops, the Global Dairy Trade Index has rebounded. The index rose 2.8% in Tuesday's trading session, average price $3,558 per metric ton. Only lactose and buttermilk powder lost ground Tuesday. Cheddar cheese made the biggest gain, up 4.1%. Whole milk powder was up 3.4%, butter up 3.1%, and hydrous milk fat up 2.3%. Milk futures were all lower. Cash dairy markets mostly higher Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April Class 3 milk down 7 cents, 15.47. May down 17 at 15.69. June down 22 at 16.38. July down 15 at 17.16. August through February contracts range from 5 cents lower in October to 17 cents lower in August. Dry whey was down at 1.5 cents at 39, one sale. 40-pound cheese blocks up 0.75 cents to 144.5, nine sales there. Barrels went up 1.75 cents to 145.25 with six sales. Butter jumped up 7 cents to 292 with 10 sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk up a penny at 113 with three sales. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield. This is your Fungicide Performance Report, brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitec and Veltima fungicide from BASF.
The residual of the products, we can get a lot longer window coverage out of one application rather than two more timely applications. That's one thing that we work with fungicides now after tar spot's gotten a lot more common, and we're better able to fight off the diseases with a fungicide application.
I just believe that Veltima and Revitec are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now.
Yeah, we wouldn't run it on our own farm if we didn't believe it was the best fungicide to put out there. Yeah, well, just give it a try. I mean, the first year that we tried it, we had a neighbor come over and make a drone application on just 10 acres.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to revxfields.com.
A high later at 36 degrees, additional light accumulation possible today after a couple of inches of snow last night here at the WRCO studios. Some rain before that as well. It's just been a mess, and we have some announcements to pass along. The list has changed since just a few minutes ago. So these schools in the area are closed. Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, Ithaca, Kickapoo, Weston, Hillsboro, Lafarge, North Crawford, Boscobel, Highland, and Riverdale is closed but will feature virtual learning. 2 hours late today for the Fenimore School District. Let's see. Community announcements. Vark Roots will be operating 2 hours late today. We've heard again from Richland Electric Cooperative. Their good crews have been out working hard restoring a power outage that was in the area of Highway 58, 154, Lloyd area. They have restored power in that area, so work is done again after some real heavy snow. It's caused some tree limbs to go down in some areas. So if you are without power along the REC lines not been taken care of, you can report that on Smart Hub or call 608-647-3173. Due to the weather, rock blasting operations on Wisconsin 130-133 will not start until Thursday at the earliest. We can remind you that Richland County Senior Nutrition Program has announced meal sites will not be open today and home-delivered meals are canceled. That's the latest that we have. Hopefully you're doing all right this morning. Maybe we should check on Lucille.
In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool she took off her ring. Thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter, and here ever after, I'm after whatever the other life brings. I saw him, and I closely watched him. I thought how he looked out of place. He came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. The big hands were calloused. He looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. But he started shaking, his big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, you
pick to find time to leave me, Lucille. With four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting. I ordered more whiskey. I thought how she'd made him look small. From the lights of the barroom to a rented hotel room, we walked without talking at all. She was a beauty, but when she came to me, she must have thought I'd lost my mind. I couldn't hold her, told her, kept coming back time after time. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. Four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting.
I should take my time, I know. Take it easy, take it slow. Every heartache needs to mend before you love again. So I hold on for a while and try to keep this old heart free. Then I look across the room and someone smiles at me. Oh, and heaven help me, here I go again. Before I've even had the time for this old heart to mend, oh, I just get over one heartache and then here I go, like a fool, falling again. People tell me take your time, wait a while and clear your mind. Give yourself some time to heal. If you fall, be sure it's real. But it seems that every time I'm almost on my feet, something makes me say hello to someone on the street. Oh, and heaven help me, here I go again. Before I've even had the time for this old heart to mend, oh, I just get over one heartache and then here I go, like a fool, falling again. Oh, and heaven help me, here I go again. Before I've even had the time for this old heart to mend, oh, I just get over one heartache and then here I go, like a fool, falling again.
Don Williams on the Milk Cow Show. Tony's weather is coming up, and again, we'll run down that list of cancellations. They are available as well at WRCO.com if you happen to miss them on the air.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, not a very pleasant day yet across Wisconsin and the surrounding areas, thanks to that powerful storm system, which was centered over southern Lake Michigan as of this morning. Still some bands of snow wrapping around it, and of course the howling winds, and they will continue all day long. There's been some scattered power outages across the state with that heavy, wet snow clinging to tree branches and the gusty winds blowing things around, so be careful with that. Otherwise, road conditions vary quite a bit from spot to spot, but generally take it easy and slow as you venture out today. We could still see some light snow accumulations, so winter storm warning in effect for Vernon and Richland counties until 10 o'clock this morning. Winter weather advisories in Crawford and Grant counties through 10 a.m., and until 1 o'clock this afternoon for Vernon, Iowa, Richland, and Sauk counties. Also, a wind advisory for most of the area through 10 p.m. Our forecast for today, windy and cloudy with occasional light snow. There could be an additional half inch up to 2 inches in a couple of spots. High temperature about 36. Northwest to north wind 15 to 30, gusting up to 40 miles an hour. Tonight, blustery with scattered light snow showers tapering down, low at 30. More clouds than sun tomorrow, breezy with a stray flurry or sprinkle, high at 43. North wind between 10 and 20. As we head into Friday, plenty of sunshine and tranquil. Low in the mid-20s, high near 48. Saturday, sunny and more seasonal. Low 24 with a high of 53. Sunday, mostly cloudy. Scattered rain showers likely by midday. Low 32 with a high of 51. And Monday, mixed skies. There's a chance of scattered showers. Low in the upper 30s with a high of 58. Tuesday, partly sunny and comfortable. Low near 38 with a high close to 60. Be careful out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently 34 with cloudy conditions and snow blowing around. West winds between 4 and 7. We have higher gusts from that once in a while this morning as well. 37 was yesterday's high. A couple of inches of snow. We also received 11 one-hundredths of an inch of rain before that. The record high for this date, 75 in 2016. The record low, 8 in 1866. Last year's high, 57 and the low, 42. Sunset time, 7:30 tonight. This morning, sunrise at 6:39. The schools will not be open today. Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, Ithaca, Kickapoo, Weston, Hillsboro, Lafarge, North Crawford, Boscobel, Highland, Riverdale, which will be featuring virtual learning. And we've just heard from River Valley. River Valley will be
closed today, but will feature a virtual learning day, and there are no after-school activities. A two-hour delay for Fenimore schools. VARC routes are operating 2 hours late. Looks like the problem along Highway 58 has been cured there by Richland Electric Cooperative, but if you are without power, and there are some reports across southwest Wisconsin with that real heavy snow, but if you're an REC customer without power, you can report that on Smart Hub or call 608-647-3173. Again, 34 degrees. Drive carefully today if you have to drive.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank.